a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 12 o'clock noon. Today is Monday, February 10th. This is Utah's Noon News. I'm Maria Schleyes. Beautiful sunshine in downtown Salt Lake City, but it's still pretty nippy out there. Only 32 degrees.
A car into a building on Redwood Road in West Valley. I'm Ricky Meese.
KSL's top story this half hour. We are starting to get more details this noon hour about a shootout early this morning in Salt Lake City. An officer was shot, the suspect was shot, and a woman was then found dead in an apartment.
A little nerve-wracking, yeah, to say the least.
We begin our team coverage with KSL News Radio's John Wojcik.
It's a situation no police officer ever wants to encounter, but knows it could always be right around the corner. This morning, officers with Salt Lake Police were under fire after responding to a domestic incident inside an apartment building on 125 South and 3rd East. Upon arrival, they found a woman dead inside. As police traded gunfire with the male suspect inside, one officer was hit in the lower body. Chief Mike Brown says he's already visited with that officer in the hospital.
His spirits are good, and he is expected to recover, although it's going to be a long road.
The suspect was later shot and apprehended just blocks away from the apartment. Salt Lake Police have placed two officers on administrative leave while the investigations are now being turned over to Unified Police. John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
And as John just told you, that investigation in the hands of Unified Police, KSL News Radio's Mary Richards continues our team coverage.
Unified Police got search warrants to go into the apartment, and they and the medical examiner are investigating the scene where a woman was killed.
And they will conduct their investigation on top of that, plus all the interviews that have to be done. All the officers that were involved in both the shooting and the witness officers all need to be interviewed.
Sergeant Melody Gray says they'll also canvass the neighborhood. They say it'll be more seamless for this one outside agency to investigate both the homicide and the officer-involved critical incident. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour from ABC News. More than 40,000 people are now infected by the coronavirus, and the death toll has passed the SARS outbreak. ABC's Maggie Rulli has this in-depth report from Japan.
The number of confirmed novel coronavirus cases on board this quarantined cruise ship nearly doubling. 65 additional patients, bringing the total number of infected on board to 135, including at least 23 Americans.
Just, you never think that something like this is going to happen when you're just on vacation, living life.
Rebecca Frazier from Oregon is one of them. And while for some, the coronavirus can be serious and deadly, so far for Rebecca, her treatment in an isolated hospital room on shore has been going well.
It doesn't even feel like a cold, to be perfectly honest. I wouldn't have known that there was anything wrong with me if they hadn't tested me.
Her husband had to stay behind on the ship. So far, he's tested negative.
They said it was just going to be 3 days, but then when she got there, it was going to be 14. So it's a lot longer than we expected.
He's on day six of a minimum 14-day quarantine on board the Diamond Princess. Many passengers on the ship are now concerned about the ventilation system, fearing the virus may spread through vents. Although there is no evidence to support this, many say the lack of information and feeling of helplessness is putting them on edge. There are more than 40,000 people infected worldwide, and more than 900 have died, mostly in mainland China. The virus now killing more people than at the height of the SARS epidemic in 2002.
Princess Cruises is offering everyone on board a full refund, including airfare and any extra charges. And they're even offering them a voucher for another cruise. And guys, get this. We have asked a bunch of people on board if they're going to get back on a cruise ship. And so far, all of them have said yes.
A St. George couple is among the Americans quarantined on that cruise ship. KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly has their story.
Mark and Jerry Jorgensen are stuck in their small cabin on board a cruise ship off the coast of Japan because at least 135 passengers and crew tested positive for coronavirus. Mark tells Dave and Dujanovic they are healthy, but says it's somewhat unnerving to see people wearing hazmat suits deliver their food.
No, we have no symptoms. They distributed thermometers, told us to take our temperature fairly often, and we've been fine.
Mark says he isn't worried about contracting the coronavirus, but admits he and his wife take their temperature every 1 to 2 hours, and they still have 9 days to go before the original 14-day quarantine is over. Heather Kelly, KSL News Radio.
President Trump is rolling out his proposed budget today, and as part of the rollout, he met with governors from more than 30 states at the White House. The meeting was dubbed a business session by the White House and focused on economic and health care issues. But when Utah Governor Gary Herper started to talk, he was interrupted.
How's it been around me? You keep them. We don't want them.
Governor Herbert didn't say anything else on the topic of Romney, but instead asked the president about the national debt. The president says his budget plan over a period of time would bring the deficit down to nearly zero. Coming up on KSL, will Utah's legislature tackle tax reform even after the large tax reform bill was repealed? And a look at your noontime drive.
Well, it doesn't seem to be affecting traffic, but we've had a report of a vehicle struck a building in a crash at Redwood Road at about 2300 South. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 1205.
Get the real story, the story behind the story, and expanded inside sources with Boyd Matheson on KSL 11 till noon on KSL News Radio, Utah's news station.
In this new year, celebrate your financial confidence. But what does that look like? Becoming financially confident can look like fewer loan payments or possibly lower interest rates. Financial confidence can also mean extra money in your pocket each month or even racking up more dollars in your savings account. Visit American United Federal Credit Union to see how they can help you become financially confident this year by consolidating your debt, refinancing your loans to get the best rate, raising your credit score, lowering your monthly payments, and eliminating your high-interest credit card debt. It's time to feel confident about your finances, and American United can help. Visit amucu.org for details and locations near you. That's amucu.org. American United Federal Credit Union is insured by NCUA and is an equal opportunity lender. Membership required upon approved credit.
Watch the world's best speed skaters compete on the fastest ice on Earth. Join the fast action fun of the ISU World Single Distances Speed Skating Championships at the Utah Olympic Oval, February 13th through 16th. With home ice advantage, Team USA will race the best skaters from the Netherlands, Russia, China, South Korea, and more for new world records and personal bests. Featuring 2018 Pyeongchang bronze medalist and defending 1,000-meter World Single Distances champion Brittany Bowe, and two-time Olympian and defending men's mass start world single distances champion Joey Mantilla. The U.S. is fielding a strong lineup. During the competition, enjoy the Legacy Winter Festival featuring fun activities like face painting, axe throwing, and a mechanical bowl, along with live music, food trucks, and more. It's perfect for your whole family. Tickets for the ISU World Single Distances Speed Skating Championships are now available at smithtix.com. Find more information at utaholympiclegacy.org.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's Noon News, recapping our top local story this half hour. Unified Police investigating after an officer was shot, a suspect was shot, and a woman was found dead in her apartment early this morning. Stay with us. We'll continue to bring you the very latest details. Your voice, your vote, 2020. The presidential primary in New Hampshire is less than 24 hours away. Democratic presidential candidates are crisscrossing the state right now, trying to drum up excitement to get their supporters to the polls.
It's the last day before the first primary of the 2020 election cycle.
Senator Bernie Sanders and Mayor Pete Buttigieg are said to be leading the polls right now, and both candidates have been taking shots at each other during the campaign stops.
I am
on the Hill 2020.
Tax reform is getting some new traction on Utah's Capitol Hill. The comprehensive tax plan remains off the table, but Speaker Brad Wilson tells Dave and Dujanovic today that there's several lawmakers running individual bills that address elements of their previous tax reform package.
We have a bill that restores the child dependent exemption back to where it was prior to 2016. We have another bill that takes the tax off Social Security for seniors. We have another bill that deals with feminine hygiene products and taking the tax off that.
Wilson says a big problem going forward will be finding ways to pay for all the state's needs. Arkansas State Police are conducting an investigation into a shooting at a Walmart store.
Police say at least three people were shot at a Walmart in Forest City, Arkansas, though it's unclear the extent of the injuries or if a suspect has been detained. Authorities have been working to secure the scene. The ATF is responding.
That is ABC's Ryan Burrow reporting. KSL Sports, Donovan Mitchell, Mike Conley are inching closer to making the 2020 U.S. Olympic basketball team. The Jazz announced the two are among more than 40 players hoping to make that final cut. Mitchell and Conley joined the ranks of LeBron James, Kevin Durant, and Steph Curry on that list. 12 players will be selected for Team USA. KSL News Time, 12:09. Let's get a look at your traffic and weather, sponsored by Mountain America's Cash Bonus on Balance Transfers. And good afternoon, Ricky.
Good afternoon, Maria. We've had a small accident southbound I-15, right about 5300 south. Looks like crews there in Murray had been working to get it moved out of traffic, even though at one point it had been blocking a couple of right lanes of traffic. I'm not seeing any kind of big backups from it at this time, but it is definitely something to look out for. It's now over to the right. We also have had an accident being called out in the downtown area, 4th South and Main Street, and that should be in the final cleanup stages. Escape February doldrums. Enter tranquility in the warmth of a 70-degree rainforest with indoor rainstorms, free-flying birds, and tropical plants. What's this magical place? Tracy Aviary in Liberty Park. TracyAviary.org. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Let's get the latest on the forecast. Here's Grant Wayman.
We're up to 38 today with a mix of sun and clouds. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now in downtown Salt Lake City, 32 degrees. And still to come on Utah's Noon News. Been telling you about this shooting early this morning where an officer was shot and the suspect was shot and a woman was found dead. We're going to go in depth on that subject and hear what Salt Lake Police Chief Mike Brown had to say here on Utah's Noon News. Coming up at 12:15, KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. This is Utah's News Station.
Think of your house for a moment. In your house, it is warm. Outside your house, it is cold. Join me in the theater of the mind. Let's go to that furnace room in your house. Is everything doing what it's supposed to? It's hard to tell by just looking without taking it apart and without professional testing equipment, isn't it? Now be a furnace whisperer. What is your furnace saying?
Whipple Service Champions. Call Whipple Service Champions for a tune-up.
What?
Call Whipple Service Champions for a furnace tune-up. It's only $55.
Really?
With that 32-point inspection, adjustments and maintenance are the best. I love Whipple.
In their own way, furnaces say that all the time. If it hasn't been done this season, frankly, you had your chance. Now give us the chance. Call Whipple Service Champions, the world's best furnace tune-up in our marketplace for just $55. Call 801-444-FAST. 801-444-FAST. For emergencies, when you call today, we come today.
Attorney CPA Joe Cordell.
Divorce is never an easy decision, nor should it be. You didn't get married to get divorced, and if your thinking is right, you won't choose divorce when good alternatives exist. Having said that, if you're a man facing divorce, you should know that, like many things in life, timing is important. Too often guys find themselves in a divorce court when their businesses are thriving, when their investments are appreciating, and their income soaring. Not surprisingly, these conditions tend to produce more painful property divisions and richer support orders. The reverse is typically true when men are in less favorable financial circumstances, when their assets and their ability to pay are diminished. My point is simply this. Divorce may make the most sense for men when they can least afford it. Think about it.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Salt Lake City area attorneys, a partner men can count on. Online at CordellCordell.com. Office in Midvale and Clearfield, 910 West Legacy Center Way, Suite 120, Midvale, Utah, 84047.
Shane Company.
because I was able to get my girlfriend a bigger diamond with my budget.
Shane Company, because I want an engagement ring with a colorful sapphire, and their sapphires are the most vibrant.
Shane Company, because they have a huge assortment of rings, and she likes to have a ton of options.
For a romantic Valentine's Day proposal, visit us to see the best selection of engagement rings in Salt Lake. We have all the popular styles, like halo, vintage, classic, as well as new designs we've created just for you, like our unique snowflake halo ring. We hand-select the prettiest center stones at their sources. This allows us to cut out all middlemen and their markups and pass those savings on to you.
That's why Shane Company offers Salt Lake the best value on a beautiful engagement ring. Come in, because you want to give your Valentine the ultimate gift, a romantic proposal. Now you have a friend in the diamond business. Shane Company and ShaneCo.com.
For the best value on unique jewelry that's made to last, visit the Shane Company. KSL News Time 12:15. The three things you need to know this hour first.
Third East remains shut down between 1st and 2nd South after a Salt Lake City police officer was shot and injured while responding to a possible domestic incident. I'm KSL News Radio's John Wojcik.
Second, Utah Governor Gary Herbert is back at the White House today. He and other governors are meeting with the president to talk about the budget and other issues. While Herbert was speaking, he was interrupted by the president, who asked about Mitt Romney. Then the president said, "You keep him. We don't want him." And third is look at your noontime drive, sponsored by Mountain America's Cash Bonus on Balance Transfers. Here's Ricky Meese.
We do have an accident southbound I-15. It's near 53rd South in Murray. It hasn't caused any major backups, but it is on the right and just causing a little bit of immediate slowing in that area. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
It's the sun and clouds rest of the day. High temperatures at 38. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Right now, sunny and 32 degrees downtown. Time for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Candidates are making their closing pitches to voters today in New Hampshire ahead of tomorrow's primary. Bernie Sanders leading in most polls, but newcomer Pete Buttigieg is also drawing attention. ABC's Brad Milkey is on the ground with the campaign.
Throughout the state, there is clearly a surge of interest in Pete Buttigieg. The thing is,
I'm probably more right now interested.
There's a difference between interested and voting. But the South Bend mayor's game plan is to get a second look, not just from Democrats, but from Republicans like Chris Gowen.
I've been watching him, but it's only the last week or so that he's really piqued my interest.
After all, in this state, most voters are registered undeclared, meaning Chris can go vote for either party tomorrow.
Tonight, President Trump heads to the Granite State. He'll be in Manchester for a campaign rally. Following the impeachment last week, the investigation into Ukraine is still on.
When it comes to Ukraine, one of the president's top allies in the Senate said Sunday that the Justice Department has devised a mechanism for the president's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, to provide information it has collected in Ukraine on the Bidens. But when asked about that procedure today, the Attorney General William Barr saying, well, they have a, quote, obligation to have an open door to anybody who wishes to provide us information that they think is relevant.
And we can't take anything we receive from the Ukraine at face value.
Adding they will assess the information as they do anything else they receive to determine its credibility. Serena Marshall, ABC News, Washington.
In eastern Arkansas, state police investigating a deadly shooting inside a Walmart. Here's ABC's Ryan Burrow.
Police say at least three people were shot at a Walmart in Forest City, Arkansas. Two Forest City officers are among the injured, though it's unclear the extent of the injuries. Authorities have been working to secure the scene. The ATF is responding. People are being told to stay away from the area.
The Francis County coroner, they're announcing that one person is dead, but no one has been identified. You're listening to ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. The police officer was shot and a woman was found dead early this morning after police responded to a domestic violence call in downtown Salt Lake City. Salt Lake Police Chief Mike Brown and Mayor Aaron Mendenhall spoke to reporters, and here's a portion of those comments.
While investigating this incident, our officers confronted a man through an apartment window. There was an exchange of gunfire. The suspect fled the scene, and our officers located a deceased female inside the apartment. During this encounter, one of our officers was shot in that exchange of gunfire. At this time, two officers have been placed on administrative leave, and that's per protocol. We have turned the investigation over to the Unified Police Department, both the officer-involved critical incident and this homicide. Sadly, in this case, a woman lost her life, and that tears at the fabric of our community. I have visited with our officer in the hospital, he and his family. His spirits are good, despite what has occurred this morning. And he is expected to recover, although it's going to be a long road. I want to thank the officers, and this is really important, the officers on scene that applied tourniquets and provided emergency medical care to our officer and pulled him to safety. I want to thank the EMS, the Salt Lake City Fire personnel, that treated and transported our officer to the hospital. And I really want to thank the staff of the hospital who is taking great care of him right now.
Because we know less than we'd like to at this point, I will just express my saddened heart that I think the department and the community feels that the tragedy that happened early this morning, both for the woman who lost her life and for our officer, fortunately, who will recover, but who was badly injured. I'm grateful to the police department for their bravery and their willingness to protect and serve us in the community, and our condolences to the family of the deceased.
And you've been listening to the KSL In-Depth at 15 and 45. KSL News Time, 12:19. Time for a check of your drive. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Mountain America's Cash Bonus on balance transfers. Ricky Meese, you've had a couple of issues out there today. What's going on?
Well, the one that remains is a crash in Murray, southbound I-15, as you're approaching 5300 South. It's mostly to the right shoulder, out of traffic, not causing any kind of major delays, and you can really get through the area without any kind of problem. Just make sure you stay to the center and left lanes, and you're good to go. The rest of your valley freeways and main secondaries are looking good. It's time for the Sportsman's Vacation and RV Show, February 13th through 16th at the Mountain America Expo Center. See hundreds of new RVs, motorhomes, trailers, toys, and toy haulers, trucks, and more. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. The latest on the 7-day forecast. For Grant Wayman.
It's a sunny cloud today. High temperatures at 38 degrees, 39 in the sunshine tomorrow with those canyon winds picking up, and plenty of sun on Wednesday up to 40, 43, mostly sunny on Thursday, and then more snow possible Friday afternoon. A high that day 44. Cools down just a touch on Saturday, 41, and a lot of clouds, and then more snow possible Sunday up to 40. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
32 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City, and still to come on Utah's Noon News, taking a quick peek at the markets. Doing really well today. A lot of positive numbers. We'll check your money news. A complete update coming up at 12:25. KSL News Time, 12:22.
I'm here with Jay Broadbent from Alpine Home Medical. Jay, I hear your ads for CPAP resupply all the time. What do I need to do to just get that taken care of?
I can't tell you how many times I've heard this. It's really simple. We can set up your CPAP resupply program within a few minutes. We'll work out the insurance for you, and then we'll start mailing the supplies straight to your door.
So you set it up, you work out the insurance, and then you send this stuff to my door. That sounds pretty easy.
You're right, it is. We could set you up today and have you sleeping better in no time. You can even chat with a CPAP specialist online.
So you help me set up the account, you deal with the insurance company, and you send me my CPAP supplies. It is easy.
It is. Just visit us at alpinehomemedical.com. That's alpinehomemedical.com.
If you see news, you can text us at the Utah Community Credit Union text line at 57500. Make sure you text us safely.
IVC is celebrating 15 years providing quality service in Utah. You've probably heard the saying by now, life starts when the pain stops. IVC is the most trusted interventional and vein center in the state, and they've been voted best of Utah Valley 5 years running for very good reason. The seven physicians at IVC provide state-of-the-art comprehensive vein care with many years of experience. The team at IVC takes the time to get to know you and your veins, so you're comfortable with the right diagnosis and the right treatment. Patients are like family at IVC. You've probably heard many radio ads over the years with real people describing how IVC has dramatically improved their quality of life by eliminating the pain and discomfort caused by varicose veins. Well, what are you waiting for? Don't let vein disease slow you down even one more day. Because life starts when the pain stops. Visit iVein.com today and set up a free screening. iVein.com.
You know that mortgage rates have plummeted to a three-year low and are nearing historic lows? At the same time, home values have gone up roughly 50% in the last several years. However, they seem to be peaking now. Maybe it's time to put that equity to work by paying off high-rate credit cards, personal loans, or remodel your house. Hi, I'm Wesley Hoagland with Westland Financial. Let us put you in a position to do any of these things with no closing costs. That's right. Nothing's rolled into your loan, whether it's conventional, FHA, or VA, will pay your title, settlement, lender, and recording fees. Maybe you just want to lock in a lower rate or refinance out of paying mortgage insurance. All it takes is a five-minute phone call to see how we can save you thousands of dollars a year. So call Westland at 888-455-3669. It's the biggest no-brainer in the history of mankind. Call us at 888-455-3669. 888-455-3669. That's 888-455-3669.
NMLS number 3304. Not all loans apply. Equal housing lender.
Live Mike with Lee Lonsberry coming up in 10 minutes here on KSL News Radio. Lee joins me now. Lee, what's coming up on the show today?
Maria, I was late for work today because I witnessed a car crash. In the middle of that crash was texting. I saw a vehicle plow into the side of another vehicle while the driver was on the phone. I'll tell that story here on today's program. We're going to also talk about a piece of legislation that would address situations just like that. As well, we're going to look forward to New Hampshire, first primary of this presidential election season. We're going to find out what it means and what we predict will come of the primary vote tomorrow.
All right. Thank you, Lee. Lee Lonsberry, Live Mike, coming up at 12:35 here on KSL News Radio. Watching Utah's Money, brought to you by UCCU. Love where you bank. Renting clothes could be the future of fashion. A growing number of national retailers are now offering customers the option to rent clothes for a monthly fee instead of buying them. Bloomingdale's, Banana Republic, and Urban Outfitters are the latest to offer these services. KSL Drives, the average U.S. price of regular grade gasoline dropped 7 cents per gallon over the past 2 weeks. National average now sits at $2.53. Popeyes had a great quarter thanks to the popularity of their new chicken sandwich. The restaurant chain says sales surged over 34%. And taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow up by 65 points, sitting at 29,166. S&P 500 is up by 10 and the NASDAQ up by 64 points. Amazon wants President Trump to submit to questioning over the tech company's losing bid for a $10 billion military contract. Pentagon awarded the cloud computing project to Microsoft in October. Amazon later sued, arguing the president's interference harmed Amazon's chances of winning that contract. Stay with us. Coming up next, we'll check your traffic and weather. And you know what? You can take us anywhere you go on the KSL News Radio app. It's sponsored by Any Hour Services.
Forsey's Fine Furniture and Interior Design has been stocking up for one of their best sales of the year, just in time for President's Day. Beautiful furniture is marked at monumental discounts and presidential savings store-wide at both Forsey's locations, including new merchandise and floor models. Save 40% off MSRP on any one special order item, plus 35% off each additional piece. And this also includes superior brands like Hancock and More, Stickley, Century, Theodore and Alexander, Thayer Coggan, and many more. Take in huge savings on all marked sale items, including Stickley floor stock, reduced 50% off, and more. Sales starts February 9th and runs through February 17th. Come early for best selection. It's 4C's Fine Furniture President's Day Sale, now in progress. Visit 4C's Fine Furniture and Interior Design. It's located on 30th South and Highland Drive.
You don't need to be an expert to recognize the truth. Utah is experiencing an epidemic of depression, suicide, and prescription opioid misuse. But there's hope. All of us can take action to keep our loved ones safe. That's why KSL has teamed up with Intermountain Healthcare and Select Health to bring you hope and help you fight. Listen Sundays at 11 a.m. or on demand at the KSL News Radio app, because a healthy mind matters.
I'm Tino from 12220, and my community, a lot of families don't encourage higher education.
I'm Guy in zip code 40220. I like my neighborhood okay, but sometimes it's hard to make friends here.
The Y Achievers program opened my eyes to future possibilities and helped me prep for college.
At the Y camp, it's really a safe place. All of the people there are really accepting and nice.
At the Y, my zip code doesn't define my future.
I do.
Support your local Y at ymca.net/4abetterus.
KSL News Time, 1229. Checking traffic and weather, sponsored by Mountain America's Cash Bonus on balance transfers. We need the latest, Ricky.
Well, it looks like the crash in Murray, southbound I-15, about 5300 south, in the final cleanup stages on the right shoulder. Any earlier slowing already gone. Really didn't cause any kind of major backups anyway. But we do have a surface street crash in Murray, 5300 south, just to the side of 500 west. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines, and here's Grant Wayman.
High temperatures have got a 38 today. Not a bad day. Partly cloudy skies all in all. We get plenty of sun tomorrow, 39, and those canyon winds picking up for tomorrow. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Good afternoon, KSL News Time, 1230. I'm Maria Chaleas. 35 degrees, nice sunshine in downtown Salt Lake City. KSL's top local story this hour. The Salt Lake Police Department is providing more details on an early morning shooting that left a woman dead and an officer wounded. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik says officers exchanged gunfire with the male suspect who had killed a woman inside a downtown apartment building.
And during that exchange, one officer was hit in the lower body. Chief Mike Brown says he's already visited that officer at the hospital, saying he's in good spirits and should be able to make a full recovery.
Be sure to stay with KSL News Radio and KSLNewsRadio.com throughout the afternoon as we continue to update this story as new details become available.
High on the Hill 2020.
A medicine mafia. That's how one Utah legislator is describing a group of healthcare professionals who he says are helping prescription costs steadily go up. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has more.
Representative Paul Ray says companies known as pharmacy benefit managers used to buy drugs in bulk and negotiate lower costs with pharmacies, even arranging rebates for patients. But over time, he says PBMs kept those rebates. Ray says drug makers are afraid to talk about this out of fear of the PBMs not buying their medicine.
They will take major financial hits from the PBMs for supporting what we're doing. They support it.
His House Bill 272 changes how the PBMs handle those rebates.
They don't get to keep it. They have to share it with the consumer. Right now, that's not happening.
He claims that the PBMs actually had his prescription canceled after speaking out about this in 2018. Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
Our top national story this hour from ABC News. President Trump is calling for slashing funding for the country's Superfund hazardous waste cleanup sites as part of his budget unveiled today. The president says he wants to cut the deficit, and he says the Superfund cuts will challenge federal agencies to use funding more efficiently. A seven-day Asian cruise is now becoming a three-week nightmare. Mark and Jerry Jorgensen from Utah received word on the last day of their vacation that a passenger tested positive for coronavirus. Now, more than 135 people on board have the illness.
And they're telling us now to not answer the door unless we have masks on. They distributed masks for everyone to wear.
Mark says food is delivered to them by people in hazmat suits, and passengers are allowed 1 hour a day outside their cabins. Taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow up by 67 points, sitting at 29,169. S&P 500 up by 10. The NASDAQ up by 65 points.